Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All righty then, we head into the Thursday program. Voice seems to be making more and more of a comeback. Gwynn and Chris on 97.3 The Fan, Chrisello. Tony Gwynn Jr., idol today. But Mr. Scraby's alongside for the next couple of hours. We'll be chit-chatting about what is going on out there and getting you ready for a pretty good Thursday night football game. The Dallas Cowboys, all of a sudden back in the hunt in the NFC, taking on the surprisingly mediocre Detroit Lions.
Surprising,
yeah. I think most people thought you hate the Lions.
No,
but
I picked them to win the division.
But most people thought the Lions would not only win their division easily, because nobody expected the Packers nor the Bears to be this good. Many people thought the Lions would be in the Super Bowl after just missing out the last couple of seasons. But it has not worked out that way so far for Detroit. We'll see what happens tonight. Honestly, I think the loser of this game is in big trouble.
Yeah, they are.
Right? Dallas has worked itself back into contention, but they can't really afford to lose this one. Detroit already is behind both the Packers and the Bears, and they play each other Sunday. So if the Lions lose, they're going to lose ground to somebody. Anyway, good game coming up to kick off Week 14 of the National Football League tonight. We've got Kurt Kenny, our guy from the San Diego Union-Tribune, popping by for a little college football talk. I was going to say back and forth, the conversation continues here between college football people talking about whether Miami or Notre Dame ought to be in the playoff, but it really truly isn't even a back and forth. It's one-sided. Other than Marcel Freeman from Notre Dame, I've not heard one person anywhere beside him who said, yeah, I think Notre Dame ought to get in over Miami. Nobody thinks that, except for the people that are on the committee doing the rankings. It is a 100% to nothing vote in the court of public opinion. And both teams do not play this week, so it's not going to change. They're both going to finish 10-2, and with all of the other comparisons, the hammer belongs to Miami because they beat Notre Dame. But here we are, waiting to see how it's going to turn out next week. I did find it interesting that the people on the committee are starting to hem and haw and say, oh, yeah.
Oh, but yeah.
Even though they don't either, they said, even though neither team plays this week, the rankings could still switch up. Which makes you sound even stupider than you already sound. Because how could the rankings change when neither team plays?
Here's what I don't get about the whole situation. We all know that college football is broken, so why are we so angry at college football being
broken?
Maybe
this is what we need to have happen so more people understand how broken it is. I think it's broken more than just in how they're selecting teams for the playoff. It's broken in terms of, what's happened with Lane Kiffin and what's happening with the NIL and, things just running away completely out of control. And apparently, Scraby, nobody really in charge of the situation. You know what I mean? Like there's no one person out there, head, point man or point woman who's saying, no, we need to get this fixed. We need to figure it out. There has to be a way to compensate the players, but in a more equitable way. And, you know, there has to be a better way to choose who's going to go to the playoff. I will duck this in because we're not, or we attempt to never be political because you don't tune in for that. But Marco Rubio, who's one of the lieutenants, you know, on the administration for President Trump, said today, you will either laugh at this or you'll say, hey, Marco Rubio said that if Miami does not get in over Notre Dame, that next year President Trump should be in charge of it.
Well, that's the second time that someone has President Trump in charge of college football.
I think what they're trying to say, I think what Marco Rubio is trying to say, is if nothing else, President Trump overseeing it probably would put a little bit of a hammer down on everybody to get it right. And they're not getting it right. This is really...
I also think the president has better things to do.
I hope he has better things and more important things to do than decide who the 12 playoff teams are. But anyway, the point is, this is, you know, it's not even a... Like, we have situations in sports that where there's one side and then there's another side, and you may feel strongly about one side over the other. And so, you know, you're making your case. You go, I think this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But this isn't one of those. This is 100% over here and zero over here.
I think I'm not even, I don't
you
care.
You don't seem to care, but you
I
should.
I don't care. And the reason I don't is because
you like fairness, though.
I like fairness, but fair nothing is fair. Is fair about college football. If this was the only thing broken, then heck yeah, I'm behind it. Let's go. But we got way bigger things to figure out in college football right now. Right, I understand this is for the national championship. They should get it right.
They
it's
absolutely
a big deal.
Should.
There's lots of money on the line for these teams and players.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. Obviously, there are some conference championship games to be played this weekend. Maybe there'll be a couple of upsets. Maybe that'll turn things upside down, and maybe it'll turn out, you know, the way people think it should turn out. But Kirk Kenny will join us nonetheless. The Aztecs, of course, are not playing this weekend after they themselves got computered.
Conscrabaseed.
Conscrabaseed, you say.
Yes.
Out of the Mountain West Conference Championship game. I think if you're listening to the show right now and you're in Boise or you're in Las Vegas, first of all, welcome to the show. Second of all, you know, you probably should be listening to your own stuff.
No, they don't care. They want our stuff, Chris.
My point being is, if you're in Boise and UNLV, you think this sounds like sour grapes. But I don't feel it's sour grapes when you point out the fact that Boise State has beaten nobody out of the conference other than Appalachian State. Boise lost to the Aztecs. And then on the other side, UNLV, which finished in a four-way tie, right?
Yep.
Did not beat any of the other three teams.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Didn't beat any of them. So how they chose those two and how it seems to be very much accepted.
So was it was
like
it,
the Aztecs themselves, again, maybe they think it's going to sound sour grapes and they know they can't change it. But I wouldn't mind hearing Sean Lewis or somebody scream from a mountaintop a little bit, feeling like we got hosed here.
Wait, was it a choice between Boise State and San Diego State or the other way around? Or was Boise State, like, I don't know the divisions and all that. Because the reason I'm asking is, if that's the case, heads up or...
No, head-to-head.
Head-to-head with San Diego State won.
Okay, so. Well, yeah, you sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Because I was asking you.
And you don't.
Okay, well, that's mean.
I know.
Take it back.
All right, take it back. There are four... There's one division now in the Mountain West, right? So they're all in the same division. All four teams finished 6-2. Now, had all four teams played each other, then head-to-head would have mattered.
Okay.
The bottom line is the Aztecs never played UNLV at all.
Yeah.
I don't think Boise played New Mexico. Anyway, whatever it was, they had to just choose it by computers because everybody didn't play everybody. That is what it came down to. And the computers spit it out that UNLV was the best team, Boise State was the second best team, and then the Aztecs, and then New Mexico. Now, I mention that because UNLV was on top and Boise State was second, according to the very ranking that they went by.
Yeah.
However, the championship game is being played in Boise. They're second, UNLV's first.
Nothing makes sense.
Their reason for that is that, well, Boise State beat UNLV head-to-head, so they should get the game. Well, no, they shouldn't, because head-to-head didn't matter in this process. And now you're telling me that the computers decide who's best, but then you're coming in after that and saying, okay, now we're going to go with head-to-head. The people running the conference, the whole sham of the system, ought to be more exposed than it is by just me talking about it. And I haven't really seen a lot of complaining. The Aztecs, I think, have every right to be in this championship game ahead of both teams. And I know I've gotten so many tweets and texts from people, you know, I think who are connected to Boise State when I put it out last week. And they're saying, well, you guys had your chance. Yes, the Aztecs did. They should have beat New Mexico. They didn't. But you know what? Boise State blew its chance when it lost by 30 points at Fresno.
Yeah.
UNLV blew its chance when it lost to Colorado State, a team that did not win another game. Okay, so why didn't that matter? But the Aztecs losing their last game in double overtime, I might add, why did that matter if the other two didn't matter? There's a lot of reasons for San Diego State to be angry, and I'm not feeling the anger.
Maybe they're just like,
from me.
Maybe they're just like, hey, we're out of here next year. We're not going to make a big deal. We're just going to go on our merry way and never deal with it again.
But that's even more reason to make a big deal on your way out of town.
Yeah, I wonder if there's like money involved.
They can't do much to you next year once you're gone anyway.
No, they can just make fun of you forever.
Make fun of me?
Nothing
makes
sense.
You can make fun of me all you want. Let me play for the championship. You can make fun of me. Let me play for the title.
Nothing makes sense in college football. And it just seems like you can do whatever you want in college football now.
They do. No, look, Scraby, the bottom line is you're right.
I don't want to be right because I want it to be fair.
And the bottom line is the Aztecs blew the game against New Mexico. There's no two ways about it. Penalties took them out of it. And, you know, they left it up to somebody other than themselves. And as you just explained, if you do that, college football, you might get hosed.
Yeah.
And that brings us full circle back to Miami and Notre Dame. Because Miami did not leave it in the hands of somebody else. They beat Notre Dame. Yet, it's still going against them.
Brand name.
All right, let's go to some sports that where is college basketball on the up and up?
it's better than football.
It's better than football. We'll talk about the Aztecs' win last night over Utah Valley in a game that absolutely defies explanation. How in the world the Aztecs won a game when two of their starters did not score?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the other three combined for 18 points. I don't know that I've ever seen a team win a game under these circumstances before, but the Aztecs did, and it was important. We'll talk about it and keep you up to date on everything else. Padres, football, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The Fan. All right, remember to listen at 4:20 today, a couple hours from now. We will announce our biggest fan. Chance for that winner to qualify for a night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game with the entire Fan staff. You know, you win that, and you go on the Ben and Woods trip next year to Wrigley, you can end up seeing two or three games with those guys.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? They're going to be best friends with Ben and Woods.
Yes.
Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Pretty simple to register, right? You just click that, put your name in, and then wait for your name to be called. And you might... end up winning this thing.
We've had a good week with callbacks. We're 3 for 3.
Most people who enter the contest do listen for their name.
They do.
And we appreciate that. Again, 4:20 is your time for the biggest fan announcement today. Gwen and Chris on 97.3 The Fan. Tony is idle for a couple of days here. A couple of quick notes of interest. Maybe to you. J.J. McCarthy will come back for the Vikings, apparently. He's cleared protocol. You know what? That's actually good news for anyone watching football. Because if we had to watch...
Brosmer
again. Like, that's not even NFL football.
J.J. McCarthy's not better.
Okay,
sorry. He is better, but he's not as...
Well, people have given,
to watch.
People have given up on J.J. McCarthy, I think, far too soon. We'll see. He'll be back in action against Washington this week. A big injury for the Eagles Monday night against the Chargers. Jalen Carter's out. Remember who Jalen Carter is? He's the guy that spit in the face of Dak Prescott before the season ever even started. And... if you remember in that game, once he went out of the lineup, Dallas ran up and down the field. So the Eagles are not the same team. They haven't been the same team anyway, but they're going to be without him. That may help the Chargers out. Justin Herbert, the broken wrist, is still going to play.
Yeah.
You got to say that that's being pretty tough. I know it's on the other, not the throwing hand, but you can still get tackled.
But think about the
NFL game.
Snap.
Or, yeah, right, just taking the snap.
I don't think he's going to be under center at all.
I bet he'll be in shotgun.
The entire time.
Yeah. Chargers, Eagles, that's Monday night. Baseball-wise, nothing major. Ron Washington, the old, and I say old, he is old, the Angels manager, 73 years
old. I worry about this.
I think this is a good spot for him. He's not fully in charge,
that's
you know?
True, but it's still the rigors of a baseball season on a guy.
He doesn't have the same rigors. He's just going to be a bench coach alongside the new manager of the Giants, Mr. Vitello.
Yes.
Tony Vitello, long-lost relative of mine.
Prince Vitello, remember?
Vitello. If your name is Vitello, we have to be related in some way. But anyway, let's get to the Aztec basketball.
Padres signed a guy, Chris.
Oh, yes. Give me that.
I know it's not the biggest name in the world, but we were asking for signings.
We need anything, yeah.
Ty Adcock has been signed for a one-year contract. He's going to be a reliever in the pen.
He's
going to
be a reliever in the pen. Interesting place for him.
He's going to be in the pen.
Yeah, where else would he relieve?
The starters. I don't know. but I can't say any of these guys are terrible signings because AJ Preller proves that he could find some guys for cheap.
You never know. This guy might come in throwing BBs next year.
You never know.
Keep an eye on the name Ty Adcock.
Yes.
New reliever.
His full name is Tyler Nathan McKenzie Adcock. He's got two middle names.
More info than we needed on him, but...
well, I'm trying to get everybody to know him a little bit.
That's very kind of you.
All right.
Aztec basketball last night. What a crazy game. It wasn't a crazy game. Like, the Aztecs were up, and then they went to sleep right before the end of the first half. They gave up a 13-0 run. And so they went from 14 ahead to 1 point at the half. And then the second half, they quickly took control, went up by double digits, and they ended up winning by 11. So as far as that was concerned, you know, the flow of the game wasn't exactly edge of your seat. But to win a basketball game when you're, you know, All-American starting guard, supposed first-round draft choice next year, Miles Byrd, gives you 0 points and one rebound. Your other starting guard, Reese Dixon Waters, who is, you know, great shooter, doesn't make a basket until the final 7 minutes of the game. He was scoreless through 33 minutes, as was Byrd. Harrington, the freshman point guard, scored only four. Magoon Gwath scored two tip-in baskets in the first half and was not heard from again. Miles Heidi got injured, took a big fall, went out of the game, only played 5 minutes. Anyway, the five starters scored 18 points.
How many did they score total?
77.
So this
a job by Tay Simmons, the freshman. 15 points, 7 rebounds.
They got some good freshmen on this team.
BJ Davis lit it up when he came into the game, ended up with 18, and he got them going with a couple of threes early in the first half. Pharaoh Compton, although Pharaoh, let me say the good part, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. That's a good game. But Pharaoh, you're 6'11". You're bigger than a house. When you're standing under the basket with the ball in both hands and no one's around you, you can't miss a dunk, let alone two of them.
Yeah.
That's just not acceptable.
I don't think he could do that if he tried.
Unbelievable. Yeah, right. You couldn't try to jump up and miss a two-handed dunk, let alone do it again.
Yeah,
a minute or so later. But anyway, the Aztecs get what they had to get, which was a win. I thought defensively they're better. They're not where they need to be. I'm sure, you know, Brian Dutcher and everybody will say that. First possession of the game, as a matter of fact, the Aztecs forgot what they were doing and left a three-point shooter totally unguarded.
That's what Mark Ziegler said in his article.
And
After a week of defensive practice.
Yes, right. After this whole time, and the guy standing there makes it, and it's 3-0. But overall, much better defensively. Again, I'm not breaking down film, but I thought their transition defense was poor. And in transition defense, you got to obviously get back, but you have to get back and you have to find somebody to guard. You can't just run back and leave everybody open. And I thought a few times they got caught running back on defense and not finding the man. And Utah Valley is, they're a decent club. They shot only 42%, which is 10% lower than usual. So I give that, credit to the Aztec defense. They were better in that regard. But Miles Byrd is, my guy. He's been on the show. I have the ultimate confidence in him, but I don't think he has the ultimate confidence in himself right now. He's throwing up shots, and he's hoping they'll go in. And, I wonder, again, I don't know the kid, personally. Ziegler could, give us a little more insight. But when you are going to go into the draft, and then you decide, I'm going to come back, give myself another year, show what I can do, maybe move up.
Yeah.
that could be a lot of pressure on you.
It could.
Right? Because he was going to be drafted, but he, you know, said, no, I can get better next year. You might be going out there just squeezing the trigger a little bit rather than letting it flow.
I wonder if
that's happening. I don't know, but 0 points, one rebound, that's not Miles Byrd.
I think it's an idea that I can get behind because, yeah, if you are being rated as someone who's going to be drafted and then you go out and you play better, that's what's in your head. Okay, now I'm going to be a definite first-round pick.
Well, I have,
but now he can fall out of the draft.
He also has to play better in order to move up, right? They're not just going to move him up for the hell of it.
No.
He's going to move up in the draft if he plays to his level and capability. But that did not happen
Do you think by the bench scoring 50-plus points or whatever it was?
59 points on the bench!
Do you think that's proving that there's an issue with the way the minutes are being distributed?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. No, I think it makes it a bigger problem. I think it makes it worse.
Because you can't bench Miles Byrd.
No, you can't bench Miles Byrd.
Magoon-Gwath, you're not benching.
You can't bench Magoon-Gwath, and he's still getting into the feel. He doesn't look right yet.
Yeah, he was injured,
okay,
too.
You're not benching Dixon Waters because he's your shot maker.
Yep.
You're not going to bench the freshman,
nope.
Harrington. You just put him in. You could take Miles Heidi out maybe, but I think he's an important guy. Now, he got hurt in the game last night. But my point is, as we were talking yesterday, going from 11 down to 9 in the rotation, but that would mean taking one of these six bench guys out, and all six bench guys were great last night.
I guess it's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, but it is a problem. Yeah, I don't think you could take any of those guys who played off the bench last night out. They all played really well, and you wouldn't have won without them.
You're right.
So, weird circumstance. We got to get Ziegler on so we can kick all this stuff around, and we'll do that. All right, Kirk Kenny will be on shortly. We'll get back into college football, the mess that is. And I'm just curious. I'm sure Kirk's talked to everybody. You know, are the Aztecs as angry as I am that they didn't make
the
football thing? So we'll get that from Kirk and more on Gwen and Chris.
The biggest guests in San Diego sports talk appear on 97.3 The Fan.
We're talking with San Diego FC Sporting Director Tyler Heaps.
Growing up, they didn't have that opportunity, and so the fact is now we can provide first team men.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
All right, 2:34 is the time. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris. Without Gwen today, Tony's idle for a couple of days. Scraby and I together here until about 4:30. Kirk Kenny will be joining us shortly. Talk a little college football. Also, we have our Gwen and Chris overtime, which Scraby will put up on the YouTube.
Yes.
At about 4:30 yep, today.
Correct.
And Tony's not with us, but sitting in for Tony, a Hall of Fame radio voice, Mr. John Flint from the morning show over at our sister station,
KSON. John and Tammy, KSON. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Correct. John and Tammy. John Flint will be in, and we will be talking, all three of us. I think you guys will all enjoy it, or most of you will anyway. Our favorite subject, fantasy football.
Yes.
Because that was what really matters most. Like, we're going into the weekend. There's a lot of games, you know.
Final week of the regular season.
For us in fantasy. But what I was going to say, you know, you got NFL, you got some college playoffs, you got the NBA going, and, you know, you got things to do with your family this weekend, and, you know, it's coming up on the holidays. Maybe you got some shopping to do. Yeah, I'm reffing a couple of basketball games. You're doing whatever you do. Anyway, we all have things coming up. But honestly, I only care about one thing this whole weekend, and that is that I somehow win my fantasy game Sunday and get into the playoffs.
That's a fair thought. I mean,
right? Like the rest of
it. Now or never.
Like, if I'm in a deep depression Sunday night because I know I'm going to lose, and Lori will come, you know, and go, what's the matter? If I say, well, I'm kind of bummed out because I lost my fantasy game, that's not a good enough excuse for her.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you can't be down and out because of that. But I will
you,
be.
Okay, I'll give you this. You could be down, but you can't be out.
Right.
You could be down.
I honestly believe we have some dinner plans with some folks Sunday night. And if I'm sitting at the table like...
Yeah, that's out. That's out.
She's not going to like that.
Now, down is when they go, hey, Chris, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, not good. Great. Yeah, what's the matter? Oh, I lost my fantasy. That's it? You lost your fantasy game?
Hey,
what do you mean that's it?
Don't tell me that's it.
Right, that's more important than anything.
You didn't just go 14 weeks trying to win a championship.
I'm eliminated from the playoffs.
Don't ever tell me.
It's a terrible feeling.
Don't ever tell me that's it.
It's a terrible feeling. One of the worst feelings of the year is when your fantasy season ends, whether it be early or in the playoffs. And being as I've been, I honestly thought of this, Scrabe, while you're going out. He's got to go out and get Kirk. But this is my 40th, that's right, 40th year playing fantasy football. My friends and I, Chris Reedon, my old roommate and I, started a league. We got the scoring rules out of a book that was published. Believe me, this is far before the internet ever existed. They put out a book. Is in the mid-80s about how to play fantasy football. We took that book. We created some of their rules. We put in some of our own scoring rules, and we had a draft. And we had a season in 1986, if you can believe that. So this is my 40th year. I think I probably won, I don't know, four or five times I've been lucky enough to win. So that means the other 35 years, there's been a horribly depressing day in my December when my fantasy team was eliminated. I hope that doesn't happen Sunday. All right, Kirk Kenny's coming in studio.
Yes, he is.
And you're bringing camera. With you.
His bodyguard, he said.
Oh, he brought me. Is this really a sandwich? No. This is like a box. What is that? Oh, it's a Chick-fil-A something.
Christmas ornament.
Thank you.
I love it.
Give Scraby or give Kirk a microphone over there. There you go.
I did give him a microphone.
All right. He said he was having lunch in the area, and I'm like, where's the Chick-fil-A near us?
Then dinner at Chick-fil-A. We went to, can I say OG's on the radio?
Yeah.
I guess
sure
I just
you
did.
Can. OG's used to be a big sponsor of Sports Talk Radio. I don't know where you've been, OG's. Come back to us.
Maybe they will.
No, OG's used to, when I was at other stations, they were a big, we did a lot of shows at OG's, and yeah, I think they should come back.
Okay.
Now that you mentioned it. So how was lunch at OG's? Good?
It was very good.
You're not speaking enough into the mic, or I'm not hearing you well enough. I just want to make sure everybody
else better now.
It's a little better, yeah. I just want to make sure everybody can hear you. Kirk Kenny, of course, from the San Diego Union Tribune, and your bodyguard is?
His name is Mark.
Mark?
Yes. Mark wasn't prepared to talk, so.
Oh, Mark's not going to talk.
Yeah,
well, he's just hanging out with us.
He's got to keep his head on a swivel.
Did he go to school at BYU? Because the last person you brought
I
in
knew you were
going to
ask
BYU.
That, and no, he did not. He went to UCLA, but more importantly, Perfect. He went to Helix.
He's a Highlander.
He is.
Or a Scotty.
Yep.
Either one. All right, Kirkkenny, here we go. You're off this weekend, at least for covering a college football game, because the Aztecs aren't playing.
I'm on bowl watch.
You're going to bowl watch. Yes, you are. I'll probably see you Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because my wife is part of the Holiday Bowl thing, and they'll be announcing the teams. You'll probably be there.
Mm-hmm. They guaranteed a buffet, so I'll be there.
A little free food. That's the only thing that's getting me down there.
Right.
Are the Aztecs, from Sean Lewis to J.D. Wicker, right on down through the locker room, are they as angry as I am?
Well,
because I'm pretty angry that they got passed over here for the championship, or are they accepting it as best they can?
Well, first off, I don't think anyone's as angry as you.
Okay.
Also, I'm pretty sure if they had won that they would be going to the bowl game.
Well, we know that.
Right.
I get that.
So.
But they didn't, but that doesn't take away
so
the fact that.
So now you're blaming the procedure that has been in place. Everybody knew what the procedure was.
Okay.
Now, you know.
Go
you,
ahead.
You can, now you can complain about the various ratings and how they're done.
Right.
But I think once they lost, it went about how I. So
yes,
I read your stuff, and as soon as they lost,
I said they're not going to make it because Kirk said they're not going to make it.
I'll tell you this. On Saturday night, I had a story ready to go for Sunday morning, and it came exactly as I thought.
Yes,
all
you did.
I had to do was plug in the exact ratings of each school.
You were correct.
You know who should be the most upset is New Mexico. They beat UNLV, and they beat the Aztecs, and they're sitting at home.
Well, okay. There's a couple of different things that I was upset about, and so I'll just address to you these. Because I get why the Aztecs are not making a federal case out of this. This is the rules that they are all applied to. But how did Boise State get ranked so high? When you consider their best non-conference win was Appalachian State, the Aztecs have a better non-conference win than that.
Mm-hmm.
And Boise State lost to the Aztecs. And Boise State lost by 23 points to Fresno State, which I think cancels out the Aztecs' bad performance at Hawaii. So where does that Boise State get ahead? Because they lost to Notre Dame? Is that why they're higher in the computer?
I think that probably helped them some. I don't know all
See,
the,
that makes,
I don't know
that's
what
silly
all goes
to
into those computer rankings.
Okay.
And it's also interesting if you look at the four ratings that they took. They seem vastly different. I was told two are predictive and two are projective, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, I knew I should have had that seventh year of college.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Okay, so that's Boise State's complaint for me. And the UNLV complaint is much simpler. They tied with three other teams. They didn't beat any of them. How do you put them in? Like, that's just not enough. You can't be in. Well, you didn't beat any of the teams that you just got in over.
I think you're also trying to apply logic, and sometimes that's
okay. But isn't a computer supposed to be more logical sometimes than me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you one more, and then we'll move on.
He's not getting the answers he wants from anyone today.
No, he's answering exactly
the
way.
Well, I just think if you have the chance on the field, you know, you can take every. Now, I would argue. I thought that there was a pretty bad call when the Aztecs had an interception.
That wasn't,
And they called pass interference,
and that could have given them the ball with a chance to win.
They would have been on the 29. Either they get in for a touchdown or the way, you know,
field goal to win the game.
That's pretty good chance for a
field
goal.
That was bad. All right, here's my last thing on the complaint about the conference.
Mm-hmm.
They and everybody else decided the computers will determine who's best,
mm-hmm.
right? The conference, Aztec signed off on it, Boise, everybody signed off on it. Correct me if I'm wrong. The computers had UNLV first, Boise second,
mm-hmm.
Aztecs, New Mexico.
Correct.
If we are beholden to the computers, why then is Boise State getting to host the game? I know because they beat UNLV, but that shouldn't enter into it because head-to-head shouldn't matter. The computers should matter.
Well, they try and go head-to-head first. The reason it wasn't head-to-head and they went to computers is because not everybody played each other.
Yeah, it makes okay.
Well, next year, I guarantee
it's laughable.
I guarantee you will not be worried about how the Mountain West figures it out.
I understand
year.
That, but I don't like
Chris.
It.
Yes. Would you rather a coin toss?
You don't have
toss?
To raise your hand. You can just ask.
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes
yes, he
I
does
do.
Have to raise his hand.
Would you accept a coin toss over a computer selection?
No, I want a computer that makes some sense that I can look
okay,
at.
Okay, that's not it. You get this computer or you get a coin toss. I want to be able to look,
well, okay, if you're going to go with the computer, then UNLV should host the game because they finished number one.
All right.
But you're not just going with the computer. You're letting me the computer, and now you're deciding that head-to-head matters. But before the computer, head-to-head doesn't matter, so San Diego State's win over Boise State doesn't count.
Head-to-head doesn't matter.
Man, it's crap. I don't like it.
He's so angry.
I'm totally
angry.
I mean,
I get why you're angry, Chris. I really do. But
I think I'm making a pretty good case. It's not going to change anything, and I get that.
I would indict in a grand jury from what you just presented to me.
The Boise State, look.
I don't think you could ever win.
Look, the Hawaii game was a nightmare. I get it. But Boise State had a bad loss as well. So that to me is even.
Well, the Washington State loss, I'm sure, hurt the Aztecs as well.
Okay, but the Notre Dame loss and the South Florida loss helped Boise State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's stupid. So you're telling me if the Aztecs could
have... But they're better teams.
All right, so the Aztecs... Well, it's too late now, but the Aztecs should have scheduled Alabama and Indiana the first 2 weeks. So if they lost by 100 points, they would get a higher ranking from the computers at the end.
I'll pass that along.
Pass it along.
I like that idea, though. Let's bring Alabama in.
Yeah, I'd like to play them, actually.
That's fine. I don't care if it's
all right,
like
go back to the game Saturday. You're totally right. I think they blew it. I'm not even asking for any other explanation. I thought the call was missed on that one, but they also committed a dumb penalty on a wide-open touchdown where they lined up wrong.
Right.
And then false start three straight times. You know, that's not easy to do, but they managed it and left, you know, poor Denegal in a 4th and 35 to try to tie the game. So, and the other part is New Mexico fumbling on the 1 yard line and giving mm-hmm. them new life. And then the next play, they give up a touchdown.
Right.
So they only have themselves to blame in that regard. And I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do they come back from that? And what's Sean Lewis's message been?
Well, I think they have spent the last few days trying to process it and deal with it. And then you just kind of, you know, well, they've taken this week off. They'll find out their bowl assignment on Sunday.
Right.
And then you just get going again, crank it up again. I mean, you can't, obviously you're disappointed with the loss, but there's not much they can do to change that now. So you may as well move forward and look ahead.
But you can learn.
Well, and that's, and he did say that, you know, everything's a learning experience.
Yeah.
And he said that.
Lucky Sutton really had a great year. I think what really hurt this team was losing Napier. That is so tough when you have
Bostic, and they lost the other one, Bostic,
the other receiver
who,
too,
who was very good. And
so, but when you had
some
both
of
them,
off.
When you had both of them, they were scoring 30, 40 points a game,
mm-hmm.
and then one went out, and they were starting 20 or 25, and then both went out, and now Lucky's running against a stacked deck, right?
Right, and so, and Denegal has been dealing with injuries throughout the year too.
Yeah,
so if they had all stayed healthy, it would have been interesting to see where this offense is right now.
It would have been a lot better. What are you hearing for the bowl? I've read a lot of predictions that say, you know, Idaho this year. We haven't been up there in a while. What else is in the running for them?
I think I've seen about 8 different services with 8 different bowl
games. Oh, okay.
Games.
All right. Well, they give me a few others.
Most likely, I think, would be either Boise or Arizona Bowl. And then in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there's about, I think, 19 bowls around there.
Yes, there are. The Frisco Bowl.
There's a good chance to end up in one of those
bowl
games. Because ESPN always gets in the mix. They own, I think, close to half the games.
Right.
And they end up... You know,
is
the
Arizona Bowl now off the Barstool Sports world?
Yeah,
because I remember JD.
Now it's Snoop Dogg.
See, JD didn't want to play in a game because of Barstool Sports.
Right.
By the way, JD, hear. I think Barstool Sports is just idiotic, and what they did with their bowl game was idiotic, and I'm glad that the Aztecs said, no, we're not going to do that. So I credit that. But
so now
that
it's
the Snoop Dogg Bowl,
alcohol. I forget which alcohol it is, if it's gin or
so we might play for Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
All right.
I love how these bowl names have become like the Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice Bowl now. Instead of like the old school days when each had like a real name, now it's just whatever sponsor.
What, the Rose Bowl or the Orange Bowl or the Tangerine
Sugar Bowl,
the
whatever.
Weed Eater, like that
Bowl and Weed Eater Bowl. And...
I do like the like motorcycle or lawnmower Gasparilla Bowl.
You like that one?
I've been trying to get the Holiday Bowl to get the Holiday Inn and to be the Holiday Inn Holiday Bowl.
Ooh, that rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Pretty good. Holiday Bowl will choose Sunday morning. We'll make their announcement. Everybody else also Sunday. And the Holiday Bowl this year is after New Year's for those that are you know, haven't made that connection yet. All right, I'll give you a shot at the national championship playoff and your Notre Dame-Miami thoughts for how it's set up right now. You're probably not as mad as I am, just like on the other side.
Chris is furious.
Yeah, I'm furious about this, and I don't even care about either team.
It's so weird.
I've had Notre Dame. I'm an AP voter. I've had Notre Dame higher for several weeks.
Okay.
And yeah, I know they lost. Here's the thing that gets interesting. So we get to this point in the season, there's going to be some team that beat another team that then beat another team.
Right.
And like with Oklahoma, they lost to Texas.
But they beat Alabama.
Right. So how do you rank those three? And everybody's going nuts because I had, I think, Texas over Oklahoma. But then I had Alabama over both of them. And I just think Alabama's better. And I think Notre Dame.
Did you think Notre Dame's better?
I think Notre Dame's better than Miami.
Apparently the computers, or they don't have computers for that. They have the, 12 people they lock in a room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Including guys who have teams in it? No, that was college basketball. Sorry, that was college basketball. Remember last year when the North Carolina guy
had to leave the room.
Yeah, he stepped out.
Leave the room so that he could get a $1 million bonus.
But he had his face pressed up against the glass.
Yes.
Pointing
Please
at people.
Put us in.
Yeah. Kirk, I know you wanted to also talk about, you texted me this yesterday, but National Signing Day was yesterday.
Correct.
And you were saying that signing day is dead now because of the transfer portal.
I didn't say dead. I said it's less. It's not Christmas Day anymore. It's more like a
Veterans Day.
I was going to say birthday party, but maybe even that makes it a little bit too much.
Right.
It's a birthday party, but not Chuck E. Cheese. It's at a park with like Shasta Cola.
Shasta Cola. Wow.
I like.
Do you remember that stuff?
Yes, I do.
That's when the family. You were at a birthday party and the family was really skimping when they gave you a case of Shasta
or Craigmont or, you know.
Yeah, that was not.
Anyway. Right, it wasn't dead. It's not dead, but it's not the same anymore.
Correct.
Like, who's the signing day for now?
Well, I mean, I kind of looked this up on the way in. I think a third of the Aztecs' current starting lineup is guys that they got from signing day.
So that's a decent percentage
so it's one
in this
component.
Day and age.
I think Sean Lewis portrayed it a pretty good way. I think signing day is like the NFL draft and the portal is like free agency.
Okay. I can give it. Yeah. All right. That makes sense to me.
How close or how far is college football from maybe putting in a rule that makes some sense? One that
never,
I've heard many.
Never, ever.
Right. Okay. Because I've heard a lot of people say, all right, we've got way too much toothpaste out of the tube, but maybe we can set it up where if you want to take a lot of money, fine, but then you're not eligible to transfer. But if you don't take all that money, then you can you can't have both is what people are trying to install. And that would keep a guy from going $3 million here, $4 million here, $5 million here. You know what I mean?
Right.
Can the NCAA even think about it? And is there enough leadership there to ever make something happen in your estimation?
Well, I think we're heading toward where these guys are going to sign contracts that have some teeth to them. So if you do decide to leave, here's the consequences.
Okay.
But it's funny how all that lags. Reason always lags reality.
Right. And good point. Good one. Good line, Kirk. Write that down somewhere.
Reason always lags reality.
Yeah, that was good.
That was deep.
Like that. And then tweet it.
It was deep.
It was.
Deep
was
thoughts a good one. By Kirk Kenny.
Yeah, it's good. Jack Handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the boy, the father of the man.
All right, so you think that, I don't know.
Now I don't know. Now we're going gunsmoke.
That's actually, that one's from Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
You know it's an old show when it's just called Kung Fu.
That's what it was called. Yeah. And I'm not shocked that Kirk was watching it. All right.
Now we're totally off track.
Yeah, we're last always thing. Off track.
We got one more game in the bowl and then Pac-12.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at in terms of, excitement and the whole thing? Where does that kind of stand right now? And how will things change or in our world? Well, or if at all?
All right. I don't want to poop on the parade too much.
Okay.
In my mind, this is more like Mountain West 2.0.
Yeah. No, I think that's fair. A lot of people are saying that.
In the 40 years I know the Aztecs have been trying to get to the Pac-12, I never once heard them say, man, we're going to get to play Oregon State and Washington State.
And Texas State.
Yeah.
No, I know. It was all about bidding in with UCLA and USC and, Washington and Oregon. I get it.
On the other hand, I think you have taken out some of the teams that probably were in the lower part of the Mountain West, and so you're going to have a little bit better schedule.
Right.
But we'll see. They still have to figure out a couple of their games on the schedule, and we'll see that probably next month or so.
Pac Is it going to be called the Pac-12, even with nine kid teams in it? Or
How many are in the Big Ten and the Big 12?
No, I don't know.
That's true.
I don't know how challenged. Many.
There's like, I don't know, 16 teams in the Big Ten. Who knows?
I don't know how many.
No one knows.
Kurt Kenny, you're the best. Thanks for coming in and bringing me my Chick-fil-A trinket.
Thank you very much, Kirk.
Very kind of you.
You know, it set me back $8, but you guys are worth it.
$8?
That is actually a lot.
I'll tell my wife in the Holiday Bowl to feed you Sunday morning.
All right.
That'll be my way I get back for you. I'll see you at that.
All right.
Thanks for coming in, Kirk Kenny, more Gwen and Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.